What is up, guys? It is Stu. And before we get into the podcast, I wanted to take a second and talk to you about Micro Gym University. This is an online business school I have been working on for the better portion of the past year. I wanted to create an opportunity for CrossFit affiliates, boot camp owners, fitness studio, or anyone who's even aspiring to open their own micro gym to take online courses to level up. So, you know, and then not hold you to any particular system. All the rest of the guys selling online courses, it's all part of one set system. Mine is not. You can go ahead. If you want to do PT first, boom, you can go ahead and learn about PT first and do everything else your own way. If you want to go ahead and do commission-based retention structures for your employees, boom, we can go ahead and you can follow that course. If you want an entire playbook, you can enroll in an entire semester and follow all the courses on, you know, human resources and staff development and retention and sales and marketing and Facebook pixels and custom conversions and all the good shit. Bottom line, guys, there's nothing else like this out there right now. And I want you to go ahead to the link in my Instagram bio at WTF Gym Talk, hit the follow button while you're there, and then go to the link and submit your information so that you can be notified when we'll be doing full enrollment. Right now, I'm just getting the interest of who is interested in Micro Gym University's first semester coming up in the spring. We will only be accepting 50 gyms. So if you're actually interested, go put your name, email, and phone number into that on my bio in Instagram, and then we will notify you when the doors open up for enrollment, and we are only taking the first 50. So leave your credit card at home for right now. Just go ahead and let me know that you're interested in possibly attending either an entire semester or just getting a couple courses a la carte of things that are particular interest to you and your business at this time. Guys, Micro Gym University, beyond fucking excited about it. Let me know if you have any questions. You know how to reach me. Have a great day. When we get into this whole thing, I want you guys thinking of your core values as these behavioral traits that cannot be contrived. When you're making this list and you're sitting down, it's difficult. You'll write a bunch of things down. You're gonna kill, keep, and combine. This list, like if you sat down and we just shut everything down right now and everyone took 45 minutes to do this, you'd have 20 words on a piece of paper. Kill, keep, and combine, come down to about 3 to 7 that are gonna be your core values. This is an exercise that doesn't happen in one 30-minute session. This is something that could take you weeks, months, whatever it may be. Your core values for your company will not be judged. You pick them just as long as we live by them. We'll talk about hiring by them, evaluating employees by them, making operational decisions by them. But the one thing I'm gonna say down here, consistency and discipline. If a core value is like punctuality and you have a coach that shows up late for class once every 6 weeks, you either need to, again, determine your HR standing with that individual based on your core values by relieving them, or you need to sit back and be like, fuck, we're keeping them and we're not gonna be on time all the time. So maybe that's not a core value. And it's something we actually don't embody. It's an aspirational one. But I want you guys to be thinking consistency and discipline are the only things that make, like, you guys are all gonna be like core value and business and rah, 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 fucking, like, after you leave here this weekend. It's gonna be fresh, it's hot in you. 6 months from now, are you still gonna be doing all the shit that you're gonna be wanting to put in action the second you walk out of here? So number one, we hire every single employee based on the core values. You guys saw the 5 I listed there for Urban Movement. That is literally the initial hiring process. I've got a level, shut the fuck up, I don't care. I don't care what certification you have. I went to school, I don't care. I 100% hire on the person, we develop the skill. Raise your hand if you had a different profession before becoming a coach. Like you went to school or you had a trade or a skill set and you had a job other than coaching. Holy shit, yep. Guess what? You're a professional coach now to the point that you opened a fucking brick and mortar. So why in the world are you sitting there like, he doesn't have his level 3. I don't know if he's gonna be a good fit here. Who the fuck were you when you got a level 1? Seriously, what did you know? You can't teach someone to not be a jerk. You can't teach someone to make Sally, who's the only black woman in an all-white class, feel less anxious. You can't show me a progression to make people laugh at 5:30 in the morning. People either have it or they don't. You can teach anyone how to coach a fucking squat. I'm not trying to downplay the ability of our coaches. What I am trying to say is I think a lot of times we look to hire on skill, experience. I want them to have this. A lot of times the stuff we're looking for, we don't even have as gym owners because we just made that flip into this arena recently. So hire every single employee based on core values. And do it where you're almost trying to talk them out of the job. So Dale, listen, every single coach that works at Urban Movement is constantly in a customer first mentality because be endearing is one of our core values. Each coach sends personalized texts. We don't stand around on our phones after the workouts like my coaches. After workout's done, they help unload weights. They help put away equipment. They are still there. We have a customer first mentality, and that is one of the logistical things we do in my business to show that every day to the client. Now, Dale, listen, if this is one of these things that doesn't sound like it's gonna fit with you, this probably isn't a good job for you. Maybe Dale sits back and you can see kind of the energy draining out of him, and he's like, fuck, I don't wanna talk to people after class. Maybe he's not a good fit. Or maybe he comes back and be like, actually, that's phenomenal. The last job I had when I was working at the restaurant, I literally loved, like I would always write personalized notes on the bill. And if I talked with the customer, I found out they had a daughter, I'd always leave a nice note. You know, tell your daughter I said good luck at her soccer game. I'm like, fuck, this guy's gonna be a perfect fit. He already gets that customer first mentality. I'll hire him on the spot. I don't care what he's got coaching wise, I can teach it. Hire based on the core values, and I promise you, your turnover, no one's ever turned over a coach. He just can't teach the squat real good. He just sucks at coaching the squat. It's rarely ever that. It's always something else.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.